We want to open up by releasing this into your lives. By saying God wants you as his beloved to complete this year 2024 with success for your lives. With the benefits of success by what his word offers you. And anytime you want to say yes or amen, we're good. Because if you don't, I will. God has us here tonight at Genesis. He's here to help us. Saints, hear from a biological father's heart to you today. From Abba's, our spiritual Abba's heart to you today through these lips of clay. God has us here at Genesis to help us, to edify us, to comfort us, and to build us up in this most holy faith that he's placed in us. Amen? And can I tell you what I was feeling today, what I was experiencing today in this message? I was home, but I was standing in the spirit. I could see myself standing here right now, and I could feel this pull. I could feel the pull, the tug of the anointing being pulled out of me on this section, from this section here. So whatever you're doing, be careful. No, just kidding. Hallelujah. No, I can feel the pull, the desire for more of what God has for you. Amen? Abba has given us an ear to hear, saints, to hear him with clarity, and to understand what he desires to receive from every believer. He wants to get back from us what he's imparted into us. As he's blessed us, we can bless him. We can give back unto him. And what we're talking about here is to utilize the gifts of the Holy Spirit in you. And I know this is so controversial within the body of Christ, and we're not even going to go there tonight. But what God has invested into your lives to function and operate with the gifts of the Spirit, the supernatural provision of the Holy Spirit that is in you right now, to bring you into an experience where you will constantly be operating in the supernatural. Are we good? So the question to us tonight, and you're going to hear this time and time again, whose voice will we hear? And right now, God wants us to understand it's critical to know the voice of God and hear what he's saying. Corporately to the church of Jesus as a whole, to the body of Christ as we know the body of Christ, but also individually and personally. And we say critical because of the times we're living in. Listen to the news. And this release for tonight, God wants us to know, it's critical because it's the reminder of us to daily read the Bible. Daily work out our own salvation. Daily speaking declarations into your lives and circumstances, just like we did tonight. Daily surrendering, giving up those things that do not benefit the kingdom of God operating in our lives. It's a reminder of daily surrender. Daily spending sessions of intimacy with Abba as Jesus did. To hear what he is asking us to do and act on. And to speak in the lives of others. Again, the reminder. To know him and to follow him, led by the Spirit of truth. With our eyes on the screen, gentlemen, John 10:27. And this is what Jesus' declaration to his disciples. He had their undivided attention, and he was very, very specific with them. How many know when Jesus speaks, he's specific? Even when parables come, he'll explain what's in the parables. Amen? So Jesus says to his disciples, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. The Amplified Version reads it this way: the sheep that are my own hear my voice and listen to me. I know them, and they follow me. Can we break this down a little bit tonight? Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your word. Jesus, we thank you for your love. Holy Spirit, we thank you for your companionship and all that you do in us and through us based on your word. And God's people say, amen. Amen. And so we're going to give you some examples here. Man, it feels good in here tonight.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
That prayer we just shucked.
Yes.
Well, I better be careful. Amen. Hallelujah. We shuck the kingdom of darkness. I'll just put it that way. Okay. To the life of Abraham, having his name changed to the life of Abraham, having his name changed to Abraham, that he and Sarah would conceive a child at an older age. Abraham and Sarah heard the voice of God in Genesis 17:5. They heard the voice of God. They placed their order. Hello? And Isaac was conceived. Moses called by Jehovah to deliver God's beloved Israel from 400 years of bondage to slavery in Exodus 13, Exodus 20. Hear this, saints. Moses heard the voice of God. He responded, and the Israelites were delivered.
Amen.
The life of God's beloved Elijah, he too hears the voice of God and responds. Listen to these examples. God speaks to Elijah, and Elijah denounces Ahab in 1 Kings 17:1. God speaks to Elijah, and Elijah restores the widow's son in 1 Kings 17. God speaks to Elijah. Elijah hears his voice, and Elijah causes rain to come after a drought in the land. Again, Elijah takes Elisha under his wing to become the next predecessor as a prophet, 1 Kings 19. And because Elijah heard the voice of God and responded, the results, God's will, my God, God's will filled him with the supernatural power, and it was demonstrated in every circumstance that Elijah stepped into. And we see a double portion of that based on the life of Elijah, God passing a double portion of his spirit unto Elisha. Elisha doubled everything that Elijah did as a prophet. Amen?
Yes.
So we go on for more examples in the Bible here. From Esther to Ruth, from Daniel, God help me, from Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And from the prophet Joel to the prophet of Malachi. All of these men and women responded to the voice of God, his words that were spoken into their lives. And the results, God's will manifested in what they did for kingdom purpose. So here's the question tonight. Whose voice do we hear? Whose voice do you hear? And how are you going to respond in this year 2024? The voice of God spoken through the angel Gabriel to Mary, Jesus' mother. Not another voice, God's voice. Mary hears God speak, receives that spoken word, and prophecy is fulfilled. Isaiah 9:6. Jesus summoned, inspired by the Holy Spirit, escorted into the River Jordan by Holy Spirit himself to be baptized. See, and Jesus knew him. Jesus knew the Holy Spirit because Jesus was with him in the beginning. John 1:1. Some of you should be smiling right about now. Jesus went as he was instructed, led by the Holy Spirit. And once again, the fulfillment of prophecy, baptized, filled with the Holy Spirit, with the voice of God, heard by many. Luke 3:22, those that were there heard Abba speak, saying, "This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. Jesus heard the voice of his Abba and he responded. And we're going to just put this into your hands tonight. Sometimes a believer doesn't need to hear from the voice of God because there is a confirmation, or we say, as we say here, an unction of knowing deep within their spirit that what they know is the voice of God speaking to them. Do you understand that? You get that? How many times have you just been doing something or you've been alone and all of a sudden that quickening in your spirit, man, the intellect of the Holy Spirit bypassing the intellect of your mind, and you don't physically hear God's voice, but you know, you hear that knowing. That knowing is hearing his voice working within you. Amen? Let me give you an example. This was so cool when I was being counseled by the Holy Spirit today. So in the Garden of Gethsemane, and we read the scriptures when the accusers came to take Jesus and to shackle him and take him away, right? But prior to that, he's in the Garden of Gethsemane. And Jesus is praying. And you know the dialogue there. It's time for Jesus to be taken by his accuser and go through the horrible procedure of being crucified. But in that moment's time, Jesus is now praying to the Father, knowing what's going to take place. He says, Father, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. And there was not an exchange, a verbal exchange, as I've read, between Abba and Jesus. But what I've come to understand today, reading this, is that there was a knowing. Come on. A voice within Jesus. A conversation that took place where he simply responded by saying, Father, come on. Nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. He knew. So the question tonight, saints, I'm so happy up here. Woo! What voice do you hear? Come on. What voice do you hear? What voice will you hear in 2024? And how will you respond to that voice? God, he's setting us up in January to step into February. Come on. Hallelujah. So, to the disciples of Jesus before his ascension, to sit at the right hand of the hand of his Abba in glory, Jesus gives these instructions. To the screen, guys, Acts 1:4. Let's read together. This is so cool. Let's read together, all right? Let's go. And being assembled together with them, commanded them, the disciples, that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which says, he have heard of me. Is that it? Yes. Verse 5. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days from now. And so we want to give you this too, saints, as a reminder, that at that moment, there was over 500 disciples who were following Jesus at that time. And he gave the instructions to all 500 and maybe more. The Bible is very specific. To go to Jerusalem and remain there till they see the fulfillment of the promise of the Father upon their lives. Amen? But the Bible says that there were only 120 that remained. The other, so 380, approximately 380, they became impatient. They wouldn't wait. They didn't wait. And it was the 120 who heard the voice of Jesus, acted upon his instructions, and they waited and received the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Saints, beloved of God, whose voice are you hearing in these last days before Jesus returns for his bride? What voice are you listening to? And some of the declarations for 2024 released on December 31st, were you listening to them? Did you hear what God is saying for this year, 2024? Are you listening now to what Abba's saying to us in this sanctuary? One of the many prophetic declarations that we released here wasn't our words. It was Abba speaking through us so his people would hear and receive what his intentions are for us in 2024. This is one of them. Consecration and intimacy with our Lord is the key to your prophetic fulfillment in 2024. Amen, Brother Michael. God's promise to you in this prophetic year 2024 is your family and loved ones will receive eternal salvation. Amen. Oh, now you're coming alive. The declarations, prophetic releases, hearing the voice of God and responding to it. He said in 2024, in abundance of grace and favor upon God's male servants and handmaidens with the evidence to prophesy, speak words of knowledge, to live in the supernatural, talk in the supernatural, walk in the abundance of the supernatural. Not only for them, but to their children and their grandchildren. That in 2024, God would give the believer to see clearly and hear. Somebody say hear. Hear clearly when he would speak to them. Those prophetic words did not come from his servant, but through his servant. It was Abba speaking into the lives of you, his beloved. Man, I grabbed a hold of this because I just know that I know that I know that it's essential. A clarity to hear correctly what God is speaking to his servants as prophets. A clarity to see what God is doing in the earth. To release a prophecy that it can only be shown plainly to a believer during the sessions of intimacy with Abba himself. For the last 3.5 years, almost every service here on a Monday night, through a prophetic release, God was emphasizing intimacy. Come on, intimacy. Get alone with me. Get quiet with me. Listen to what I have to say to you. And we base this on the life of Jesus. Everything he did was through intimacy with the Father. He did absolutely nothing. He spoke absolutely nothing without first having intimacy with the Father. If that was necessary for Jesus to accomplish what God had him sent him on the earth to do, how much more for us? When you listen to the prophets speaking on behalf of God, to know that it is God speaking through them. And we give this to you today. God is emphasizing, what voice will you hear? Because many voices are rising up. They're coming out of the wilderness. They're coming out of hiding places, saying this is God and that's God. And Jesus says, when you hear that, you hear them saying, God is here and God is there. Don't go. Amen. Yes. Many voices coming up. Saints, to be on the alert and be attentive to what God is speaking. To know that it is God speaking through the mouths of his servants and prophets. And some of the prophetic words that are coming forth, and again, I really do. I don't listen to a lot, but the ones that God, the individuals that God allows me to listen to, I listen with an open ear. I sift. Because I don't want to miss the mark. And I want to know it's God's words, not man's words. And some of these prophetic releases right now, and Abba's heart is so big towards humanity. It's so, so big towards humanity that he's having these apostles and prophets who have been raised up by him for this generation and the generations to follow. With such prophetic accuracy that it lines up with the word of God. There's no discrepancy. And the directives, they may sound harsh or abrasive. But be assured, because it's God speaking, he is doing it out of his eternal love for his beloved bride, you and I. We hear the prophetic releases. Can we speak to you today? We hear the prophetic releases from the heart of the Father, a continual echo. Repent. Come on, repent. Surrender. It's a time to surrender, not some things, but all things. And certainly to die to self, to accomplish what God is asking you to accomplish for his kingdom. And this is why God has released to impart his anointing, bringing clarity to the believer's ear, to listen and to hear exactly what God is instructing them to do. Here's a question. Beloved of God, what voice are you hearing? And then we step into another position, stepping ahead. Not only what voice, here, let me do this correctly. What voices are you hearing? And what voices are you responding to? Come on. Born again, spirit-filled, tongue-talking, devil-rebuking, children of the Son of the Living God, and yet we're actively operating in the earth, and we're moving as the Spirit of God is moving, and we hear God's voice, and we hear it clearly, and all of a sudden we get another voice out here. Or we get another voice over here. Sounds familiar. Come on, it may sound like the Holy Spirit. But you know the distinction in that? When these voices coming over here bring confusion, when they bring doubt, unbelief, when they bring fear, when they speak to you with even a still, small, silent voice and try to redirect you into something that God has not asked you to step into, you know it's not the Holy Spirit. So why bother? Don't waste your time. Don't waste God's time. And you hear Brother Michael say this. And don't allow the enemy to prostitute the anointing that is given you to work with. That's heaven's resource. Come on. That anointing is heaven's resource. Hallelujah. From the prophetic words spoken by Jesus himself comes a sound resonating from the throne room of glory. The continual plea and an urgency saying in Matthew 9:32, guys, and Jesus went about all the cities and villages teaching in their synagogues. He spoke the word. They listened to the word. They heard the word. Preaching the gospel of the kingdom. And healing every sickness and every disease amongst the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and they were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Verse 37, then said Jesus unto his disciples, here's the key, saints. The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers, they're few. Pray, you therefore, that the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Saints, every eye up here, please, every ear up here. You are those laborers. Come on. You are those laborers Jesus is speaking about. So tonight, as a point of contact, we're going to anoint you with oil as an act of faith. Now, your act of faith to receive clarity, to hear God's voice speaking to you. And I say this with all the confidence, just as well as I know that I'm standing here tonight. I can say this with all the confidence that in this year 2024, as we anoint you with oil, simply it's a point of contact. There'll come an activation by the Holy Spirit himself that will give you such clarity to hear God's voice clearly in 2024. Can you receive that tonight? We're going to anoint you with oil as an act of faith, your act of faith to receive clearly, to hear God's voice speaking to you. And again, as we asked you to volunteer into praying with each other, it's up to you to receive what Abba has released here tonight. I already got mine. I got mine this afternoon. And also the prophecies that God has spoken to you in the past. Now, I'm going to say this, and please don't take it the wrong way. Please, just hear what God is saying here. And if you want to talk to me after the service, we'll see. So, the prophecies that you have recorded on your phone, and I'm not directing this at anybody, so don't, okay, but I'm just telling you, is that all the prophecies that you have on your phone, which you recorded, maybe the prophecies that you've written down, amen, they're all there, but it's up to you to activate those prophetic words. You've got to do something with them. You can't sit back, amen. And I just say this with all love, you know, and we're going to continue to do this as long as I'm here. If God takes me into glory, I will prophesy. I will speak into your lives. I won't stop doing that. But how many times do we have individuals come up after every service or during every service? Another prophecy. Oh, another prophecy. Oh, another prophecy. But they haven't done anything with the previous prophecies that they have. Literally, they're like sitting on the shelf. One more prophecy. I need a confirmation. I'm going to throw this out there. And if you want to come up and kick me in the shins later, you can. But this rhetoric. Oh, I need a confirmation. I need a confirmation on the prophecy. I need the first word is the confirmation. You don't need a confirmation to confirm what God has already spoken to you. Amen? I just need to be confirmed. I need another confirmation. Come on, saints. Come on. Let's get real. Come on, let's come alive to the word of God. Let's come to alive by the Spirit of God. Amen? And I'll give this as an example. You know what? We go to conferences, and when we go to conferences and these places and the individuals are speaking prophecy, I don't run up to the front anymore to get a prophecy. What else is God going to tell me that he hasn't already told me? So I'm standing on what he told me. I don't need, and oftentimes we'll go and, you know, if they'll call me out, and it happens often, I'll receive it. But I don't run to the front, like roller derby, get up to the front so I can get another prophecy. I'll give you an example. This was so cool, so powerful. We were up in Andy out there with Jennifer Ivas. They were having a conference up there, and Patricia King was there, and I forget the other individuals, and it was full. And we went as a group, some of us here, and this is when the young prophet Andrew was with us, and we went up as a group, they had Patricia King was speaking, and they had an altar call, you know, and we just kind of all walked up and got there. And Andrew ran up to the front, and he was wanting to, and my heart was for him because he needed to hear from God. He needed to hear from a different individual. And I saw him run up there, and I was back there, and I was just praying. I said, Lord, I said, just have sister get a hold of him and speak into his life. Within 30 seconds, I look up, and she's got her hands all over him, and she's prophesying, you know, and I began to cry. And there were tears of joy. I was so happy because he needed to hear. And because it was this place not being so, I was just so happy and not to receive anything. And the next thing you know, within 15, 20 seconds, she comes jolting. I was like four rows back. She comes walking right up and she lays her hands on this bald head and begins to speak prophetically into my life. See, and the idea, I wasn't going there with the intention of receiving a prophecy. I was hoping he would get a prophecy. And look how God returns the favor. Amen. This is when we come to these places and we put aside self and begin to pray and hope for others to receive from God. Amen? Yeah. So tonight, we're going to ask you here, we're going to release another prophecy. Now, it's up to you. You can record it. But the question is, when you hear this word, when you hear God's voice through this prophecy, what are you going to do with it? Amen. Here's Abba's heart to us tonight. And for those of you that are joining us online, receive it as well. God is good. God is so good all the time. Amen. To you, my beloved. So, and before I start, God wants you to receive this as a personal word to you tonight. Although we're all here, we're all receiving it. It comes as a personal word from Abba's heart to you tonight. Here's what he says. To you, my beloved. He calls you his beloved. You, called by me, chosen by me. Today, begin to engage in what my spirit is saying to you. My ecclesia, my church. Occupy. Become involved. Capture the assignment of Holy Spirit as he is moving in this now moment. Reaching out, wooing, calling out to the unsaved. Engage. Interlock. Join together. Unite with me through sessions of intercession, utilizing Holy Spirit's power through prayer and fasting. Respond to my clarion call of action through intercession that souls, the lives of humanity, may enter into my kingdom through the gateway, the life of my only begotten Son, my beloved Jesus. As it is written, Jesus said of himself, I am the way. I am the way. I am the only way to God and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. There is an enhancement, an intensification, a strengthening, an escalation, a rapid increase in the atmosphere now, released for a greater inspiration of intimacy with me that is setting on the shoulders of my bride as a mantle to abide, live in the hearts of those who have an ear to hear what I, the Lord of hosts, is saying. This season of separating yourselves unto me through prayer with fasting is in motion. It is a season for profound development, to mature the gifts of my Holy Spirit that are resident in you. This prophetic directive to encounter me through intimacy is to consciously remove yourselves from all the distractions through circumstances, situations, familiar voices that intend to draw you away from me and the purpose to which I, the Lord of hosts, have positioned you to take hold of revealing my kingdom in the earth. As you cling, hold on to me. I, the Lord of hosts, will inspire you through dreams, day visions, words of knowledge, prophecy, tongues with their interpretations. Through these giftings, the evidence of enhancement will be found as these supernatural gifts mature, producing excellence in you. Engaging in these sessions of intimacy are critical, pivotal, and very important in their success to accomplish in the earth what is now active in the spiritual realm. My desire is to place you in a strategic position to combat the kings of darkness, to subdue, overcome, and bring under control, to destroy every demonic assignment assigned to you, your households, your spouse, your children's children, along with every provision I desire for you as one of my heirs. Step into this new year of supernatural expectations. Cling to the enhancement of apostolic authority with prophetic engagement, inspired and led by Holy Spirit himself, with the fulfillment of my word. Use my God-given authority you possess to open blind eyes, to unstop deaf ears, enable the lame to walk, and to set every captive free, says the Spirit of the living God. What happened? A paralleled truth, both physically and spiritually, says the Lord. Step into this season. Take hold of the hem. Oh my God. Take hold of the hem of my garment for sessions of intimacy with me. As you do, you will be witnesses to the power of divine intervention to do what my word says it will do in you and through you, says the Spirit of Truth. So we bring you to the end of this prophetic word by saying, what voice will you hear? What voice will you listen to? What voice will you respond to in 2024? Amen? Amen? Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this evening. We thank you for the release of your word, your heart towards us today. And Holy Spirit, we give you permission right now to take what we've heard, to receive this impartation, that we would have such a clarity of ear to hear your voice in 2024. That there would be no excuse, no exemption, no excuse from doing what you're asking us to do for your kingdom and for your kingdom people. I declare this Monday night, 2024, as a door of opportunity to step in, to step through this door, and to step into the supernatural, profound, and divine capability of operating in the Spirit, living by the Spirit, in the realm of the supernatural in this year 2024. And if you receive that tonight, saints, just lift your hands to heaven right now. Come on, lift your hands to heaven, begin to speak in tongues. Those of you joining us at home today, we thank you. We bless you. Join us. Come on, saints, loose that tongue. Shike. And God's telling me, as you practice this gift of tongues, Baraka, you'll get that clarity. You'll hear the voice of God speaking to you with clarity. Expect a difference in 2024. Come on, expect something different to happen in you and through you in 2024. This clarity of hearing God's voice, not only to hear his voice clearly, but see through the lens of the Holy Spirit with clarity in 2024. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. For those of you joining us online, we're going to release you right now. And I release this word to you to pray that Aaronic prayer, as we always pray, that the Lord bless you, the Lord keep you, the Lord make his face shine upon you, that the Lord be gracious unto you, that the Lord Jesus himself would lift up his countenance upon you and give you his shalom, his peace. And all of God's people say, amen, amen, amen and amen.